are going to talk about the Wisconsin State Assembly Republicans' legislative goals during this edition of our State Capitol Report. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8.5 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday, September 12th. Assembly Republicans released their legislative goals last week for 2017 for the next legislative session. And we will get more details from Assembly Majority Leader Jim Steinke in the first half of our State Capitol Report. And then we'll get a response from Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca in the second half. And we'll welcome your questions, your reactions, and your priorities for both of our guest lawmakers at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. First, let me welcome Jim Steinke, a Republican state representative from Kaukauna and the Assembly Majority Leader. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
Good to have you with us. I was just reminded when my producer, Naisha Ellison, asked if I knew how to pronounce the community that you're from. I'm from that from the Fox River Valley, so I certainly do, and I'm a Wisconsin native, so I certainly do. But I saw a video, I think it was the Green Bay Press Gazette, questioned LSU fans at the Badger game in Green Bay on how to pronounce a lot of Wisconsin towns. And did you happen to see that by any chance?
Yeah, that was great. We were waiting for Kaukauna to come up, and of course it did. So it was pretty entertaining.
Kaukauna.
Yeah.
But anyway,
right.
It was very good. Anyway, thanks for being with us. Let's
sure.
We will get into the specifics of the forward agenda as we go along, but this package of legislation that focuses on the economy, education, and public safety, what is it that you hope this will do for the state of Wisconsin?
Well, much like we did 2 years ago when we laid out our forward agenda for the last session, we want to show people prior to the election what our goals are. We want to be very transparent, let people know exactly what our priorities are so they can make an educated choice come November. One thing I'm extremely proud of is the agenda that we laid out in the last session. We accomplished many of those goals. So moving forward, we wanted to, again, do the same thing, lay out this agenda so the people can see what we're going to be focusing on.
So as I mentioned, the agenda has three sections: improving the economy, expanding opportunities, and building strong families and safe communities. And then you had education there, too. How did you decide on those areas?
Well, we basically had a caucus earlier this year where we kind of got together and really had a brainstorming session on what everybody's individual goals were for the next session, what they were hoping to work on, what the problems the state is facing are, and how we can best address them. And then once we compiled all that information, we were able to develop this document that kind of put together everybody's priorities in an easy-to-read format.
So let's get into some of the specifics. One proposal would equip every high school freshman with a tablet or a laptop computer. And Speaker Robin Voss said this was one of the highest priorities. He said this would include those going to public, private, or charter schools, regardless of the family's income. Why is this one of the top priorities?
Well, as somebody who has three kids in public schools, my kids are 12, 10, and 6, and anybody that doesn't have kids in school right now may not understand this, but for us that do, you see that a vast majority of the work that they're assigned to do has to be completed using some kind of internet resources. Unfortunately, many kids throughout the state don't have access to these resources, so we want to make sure every child in Wisconsin entering high school, entered high school with on an even playing field, where they all had access to technology that will help them succeed in their high school coursework.
Boy, times have changed, but how much is this going to cost, and where is the money going to come from?
Well, it's going to. We're thinking it's roughly between $10 and $15 million statewide. It would be a state budget priority of ours, so the state would be paying for it. It wouldn't be an unfunded mandate on the schools.
Meaning, though, that there would have to be some cuts made somewhere else in order to pay for this, or how is that?
It would be part of our overall education investment.
Well, Charles on Facebook writes, certainly students need these devices. They just don't all need their very own device. What's wrong with sharing computer labs? Often this technology is overpriced and not at all proven to improve student learning, but it has been proven to enrich Apple and Google sales reps while bleeding funds from more effective instructional resources. What's your response to that?
I think any educator that you talk to, or certainly that I have talked to, says computer labs are great, but there just isn't enough time in the day for students to utilize those resources, especially given the increases in testing requirements throughout the course of the year. Those computer labs, there's a lot of pressure, a lot of time consumed in those computer labs just on testing itself. Doesn't leave a lot of time for the students to utilize them for other activities.
Assembly Republicans are also endorsing a proposal from Governor Walker that would create a sales tax holiday on school supplies during the first weekend of August next year and in 2018. Governor Walker said that it would cost about $11 million and would include school supplies, computers less than $750, and clothing items costing less than $75 each. Why is this a priority?
Well, again, this is something that we're glad the governor is proposing, because we passed this in the last session, didn't eventually become law, but we're happy to see that he's doing this. This is, again, trying to get families some tax relief, especially at the high spending time of year when kids are going back to school. They have to make significant investments into books and supplies to get their kids ready for the back to school time, and just give some people some relief heading into the school season.
But some organizations like the Tax Foundation found that sales tax holidays don't really promote economic growth, because shoppers apparently just shift their purchases. If it doesn't really promote economic growth, why do it?
Well, again, this is more about providing tax relief to the hardworking families of Wisconsin.
You are also calling for a continued freeze on tuition at the UW system, but that could be lifted in the second year of the next budget, depending on circumstances. What would those circumstances be?
Well, I think we have to look at the overall UW budget, make sure that what we're doing makes sense, that they can continue to provide the high level of service that they already do. With the tuition freeze, if they can't, then we'll look at lifting it in the second year. But we'll work with the governor and the UW system to ensure that they're taken care of.
The state Democrats, say that a tuition freeze is good news for students. But when you consider the cuts that the UW has taken in recent years, they're also saying that the freeze needs to be funded. So is the UW system going to see some additional funding to offset the tuition freeze?
Well, obviously, that would be our hope. We're going into a budget cycle where we're not sure what the numbers are going to be. The governor, of course, will propose his budget in February, and then the legislature will get a chance to work on it from there. So there's going to be a lot of questions that remain to be seen, and that's why we're not making any long-term promises on a tuition freeze without seeing what the budget numbers are going to be.
Well, moving away from education for a moment, Assembly Republicans are also proposing increasing jail time for serious crimes in an effort to reduce more incidents like the recent riots in Milwaukee. Why are longer sentences the answer to that?
Well, and it's not just longer sentences. What we're looking at is an overall justice system reform where, in some cases, yes, longer sentences are appropriate, but in other cases, we're looking at maybe lightening sentences, getting people into TID programs where they're diverted from jail and more towards programs that will help fight recidivism rates.
In just a minute or so before news break, and then more time after news, your agenda also says that you are committed to seeking a long-term solution to funding the state's transportation system, which is facing a potential shortfall of $939 million. What options are you considering?
Well, I could spend an hour with you on that alone.
A minute.
That's a significant issue. We have a few choices ahead of us. We can either cut or delay projects and delay maintenance. We can fund that deficit through bonding, or we can fix the problem long-term, and that's what the Assembly is going to be looking at doing, is fixing the problem with all options on the table. So we'll look to save money first and make sure the budget is as tight as it can be, but then if we have to invest more in transportation, we've got to find a way to do that.
And we can talk more about transportation and the other legislative goals from the State Assembly Republicans when we come back from news. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Assembly Majority Leader Jim Steinecke. This is the State Capitol Report on the Ideas Network. This is our State Capitol Report. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking about the Assembly Republicans' agenda for 2017, which includes a number of proposals that we have been talking about, such as a sales tax holiday for school supplies, longer jail sentences for serious crimes, seeking a long-term funding solution to Wisconsin's transportation system, and much more. We've been talking with Assembly Majority Leader Jim Steinecke, a state representative from Kaukauna. In about 10 minutes, we will welcome Minority Leader Peter Barca of Kenosha, and we welcome your thoughts, your questions, your reactions. What do you think of these priorities from the Assembly Republicans? What issues should lawmakers be working on, in your opinion? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Let's go to Sandra in Deerfield first. Hi, Sandra.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I started listening when another caller had addressed an issue of funding technology in schools, and my comment is related to funding technology in public K through 12 schools. We had an experience in our local school district where they did go to a one-to-one technology, and for us, that didn't bode very well because our property where we are located in Dane County, I am what I describe an internet connectivity black hole. So there was a real disconnect between having students use technology and be required to use technology for their homework, even when they are at home, but we do not have internet connectivity. So I know there is the Legislative Council to Study Committee on Rural Broadband, and I think that lawmakers really need to follow the entire technology strategy from A to Z. So even when a child leaves the school, how do they get their homework done?
All right. What about that, Representative Steinecke?
Sandra, you couldn't be more right. And that's one of the things that we've been working on over the course of the last 2 years, as you pointed out, with the Task Force on Rural Broadband, looking into the study committee on that, looking into ways that we can improve that. One of the things that we're going to be focusing on in the next 2 years, it's also in our forward agenda, is expanding broadband access to more rural areas, along with this program to try to get computers or tablets to each student. We're looking at ways to incorporate broadband on or Wi-Fi on buses as kids ride the bus to and from school. Many of these kids are sitting on the bus for an hour, hour and a half each morning, and then again at night. This would give them an opportunity to do their homework on the bus. There's also the ability to look into having Wi-Fi hotspots that kids can check out from school and take home in order to do their homework at home. So there's a variety of different things we're working on. I agree with you 100%. That's a big issue, and a lot of people don't understand how much the state is not covered by broadband access.
Thank you, Sandra, for the call. Let's go next to Carl in Milwaukee. Hello, Carl.
Hi. Thank you for putting me on the air.
Yes, thanks for calling. What's your point or question?
Well, my comment is that I've been listening to your guest ideas, and I'm really confused again, because talking about the Republican legislature in the Wisconsin Assembly has been talking about how they want to close budget gaps and close these funding gaps, but yet they never talk about any way of fixing it other than making more cuts or just magically money appearing with allowing tax holidays, which is reducing money that's coming in. I guess I'm trying to understand from a basic economic aspect, how do you just generate money out of thin air when you cut money coming in? And looking at what happened with the Medicaid growth, how just you refuse federal money for it.
All right, well, talking about how are we going to be funding all these different initiatives and programs when we need to have a balanced budget, Representative Steinicke?
Yeah, obviously, any budget cycle, we have to make our priorities where to best allocate resources. It's one of the things that we're again looking at in transportation. On transportation, that's an issue where we're going to have to likely find some money in order to continue to invest at the level we're investing in the next budget. On all other areas, we're going to have to make those tough decisions. But the reason that we're doing this forward agenda is so people can see going into the next budget cycle where our priorities will lie. And I think that's an important thing for people to see prior to the election.
Let's go next to Julian in Milwaukee. Hi, Julian.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to just make the point that, where I heard your guest talk about the longer sentences and more jail time and longer sentences. If more incarceration, longer incarceration were the answer to things, to the problem, it would seem to me that with Wisconsin locking up a higher percentage of African Americans than any other state, it seems like we wouldn't have a problem. And I would just like to see longer term thinking, more forward thinking, when in terms of addressing concentrated poverty, gross inequality, things like that that's happening in places like Milwaukee. I would like to see the education achievement gap addressed in a more serious way. I would like to see a more collective will being applied.
Yeah. Julian, thank you. So mass incarceration is not the answer, according to Julian. Representative Steinicke, what about all these other issues, education and poverty and et cetera?
Well, absolutely, and I agree with Julian. I mean, one of the things that, again, we're not looking at just locking up more people for longer periods of time. We're looking at taking the most serious offenses and making sure that they pay their debt to society. But on those lower offenses, looking for ways to get them reincorporated into society, get them some training, get them some rehabilitation so they can become productive members of society. And then when it comes to education, obviously one of the main goals of the investment into tablets and laptops is to make sure lower-income students have access to technology. It's a big problem in the inner cities. It's a big problem in some of the rural areas that we're trying to address.
We are going to be talking with Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barkin in a few minutes. In a news release, he said that if history is any guide, the Republicans will announce their legislative agenda where they say they support issues that are important to the people of the state, and yet they will not follow through on real solutions. Not only do they not follow through, but they don't discuss their actual big ticket agenda items that get first priority. He mentioned, for example, right to work and a repeal of the prevailing wage. What would you like to say to Representative Bark on that point?
Well, I like Peter a lot. We get along quite well. And actually, if you look back at the last session, over 90% of the bills that we passed, we did it in a bipartisan manner. So I'm proud of the work that we've been able to do across the aisle. But if you look at our forward agenda again from 2 years ago, the vast majority of things that we promised to get done got done. And I'd argue that the big ticket items, they're in here. The transportation fund, fixing that. Obviously, we have a disagreement with the governor on how to move forward on that. And that's something that we're being very transparent with the public on. So they can make their decision come November.
When you say that you're differing from the governor on that, he said if you increase taxes or fees, you got to cut somewhere else. How are you differing from him?
Well, I think the idea that we're going to be able to have any offsets in the budget to offset any increase that may be needed in transportation probably isn't very realistic. So we're just trying to keep all options on the table. Mm-hmm. Again, we're trying to find as many ways to save money in that transportation fund as we possibly can to make sure that the taxpayers' money is being spent wisely. But then at the end of the day, if we can't keep up with our regular maintenance, if we can't continue to move forward on projects and we're just going to end up delaying projects, all we're doing is delaying the solution. So we want to address this. We wanted to address it last year, but we're going to address it for sure in this coming year.
Yeah. Representative Barca also said Democrats have proposed dozens of bills to put people to work or to help those without a job, but that Republicans seem to be happy not addressing that problem. He mentioned Wisconsin is ninth out of 10 Midwestern states in job creation over the past 5 years. What's your agenda going to do to help Wisconsin work?
We have a number of different initiatives that we didn't discuss in this, mm-hmm. or we discussed in the forward agenda, but we didn't discuss today. We're trying to increase support for technical training in schools. Obviously, one of the things that we're hearing from employers across the state is a lack of skilled workforce. So the jobs are out there. We just can't connect the people with the jobs right now. So we're trying to increase support for technical training. We're trying to continue support for the fabrication labs that we started in the last budget. We're doing occupational licensing reform, disability workforce improvement, and expansion of the transitional jobs programs, all things to help spur the economy, help get people connected with the jobs that are open today.
We'll leave it there. Thank you so much for being with us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Jim Steinecke, Republican State Representative from Kaukauna and the Assembly Majority Leader. This is our State Capitol Report. I'm Joy Cardine. Now in this half of the State Capitol Report, we will talk with the top Democrat in the Assembly, Minority Leader Peter Barca, who is a state representative from Kenosha. And we will continue to welcome your questions and reactions to the package of proposals that were unveiled last week by Assembly Republicans. Do you think they address Wisconsin's most important needs, or do they miss the mark? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. And State Representative Peter Barca joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be with you this morning.
Your overall thoughts, general thoughts first, on the Republicans' forward agenda.
Well, you know, the unfortunate reality is that on the major issues that confront Wisconsin, the Republicans have spent the last 2 years completely ignoring them. And in their agenda, they talk about platitudes for trying to address them, but really not any meaningful solutions that will move the needle. I mean, we've taken $1 billion out of public education, $250 million of the Republicans took out of the university system. We're dead last in entrepreneurship, bottom third state in jobs, ninth of 10th in the Midwest, third worst roads in the nation. And it just sounds like a bunch of statistics, but they're very meaningful, and people know it, and that's why people are very discouraged at this juncture. And Democrats over the course of the past couple of years have introduced literally dozens of bills that would have meaningfully addressed these issues, and they just sat in the chairman's desk. Not one of them ever came up for a vote, which is so disappointing because we know that these are the issues that are on people's minds, putting people back to work, improving our roads and infrastructure, continuing Wisconsin's tradition of quality education.
Well, let's go into a little bit more detail. We'll go into a little bit more detail on all of those items. You mentioned in that news release that Wisconsin Republicans don't seem too concerned about jobs and that we are ninth out of 10 in Midwestern states in job creation over the last 5 years.
Representative Steinicke said there's lots of stuff in the forward agenda that deals with the jobs. What's your response to that?
Well, my response is that the Republicans have been in control of state government completely over the course of the past 5.5 years. And all we have to do is look at the results. We've been a bottom third state in jobs during this entire period, the 9th of 10th in the Midwest. And the initiatives he talks about, albeit they may have some merit, they're very modest and will not begin to move the needle to actually take us from a bottom third state to a top third state, which is where Wisconsin should be. I mean, we'd like to be a top 10 state. And, you know, ironically, we were performing much better when Governor Doyle was in office in terms of our ranking vis-a-vis other states. You know, we can't control the national economy, but obviously we can control what we do here in Wisconsin. And compared to our neighbors and compared to the rest of the nation, we are lagging significantly. And it's because, you know, their agenda has been really election-type reforms to make it easier for them to win elections, changing campaign finance reform, getting rid of the GAB to have less clean, open, and transparent government, tax on women's health, taking scientists out of the DNR, which will affect water quality and affect our sporting heritage. And their agenda has been completely the opposite of what you see in poll after poll, whether it be Marquette polls or other polls that have been made public.
You also said that education is clearly not a priority for Assembly Republicans. You noted cuts to public schools and the UW system and the funding of what you called unaccountable voucher schools. But Republicans in this agenda want to give every high school freshman a laptop or tablet, have a sales tax holiday for school supplies, computers, and clothes so parents can save some money and maybe buy things that they couldn't otherwise afford as easily. Plus, Republicans are calling for an extension of the UW tuition freeze. Aren't those pro-education policies?
Those policies won't even begin to make up for the $1 billion the Republicans have taken out of K-12 public education or the $250 million that they took out of the university in the last budget alone, or the fact that we still have less money in vocational colleges when they took office and took control of the state government 5 years ago. Those are modest proposals, and we just released a report from the Fiscal Bureau, the nonpartisan Fiscal Bureau, last week that show that rural schools are having a tough time even staying open. You know, if you look at the schools that the Fiscal Bureau classifies as rural schools, a quarter of them have 50% less aid than they had 5 years ago. 50%, if you can imagine that. But all schools in the state, you know, are struggling with Republican leadership because it just has not been a priority. And, you know, to give a laptop to someone is nice, but if you can't keep your doors open, that'll be a little solace in rural Wisconsin or in urban Wisconsin, for that matter. Secondly, I hope it's not another unfunded mandate that they thrust upon schools. They, in over 100 different ways, they've taken away local control from educational leaders, town board officials, county boards, city officials. And, you know, really even in this arena, I think the idea is good to try and do something about technology. But, you know, some schools already give out free laptops or free tablets. So really the idea should be to empower local schools and maybe provide some funds for technology. But in some parts of rural Wisconsin, they can't even access the Internet because the Republicans turned back, the governor turned back, nearly $25 million to expand rural broadband. And we tried twice this past session to try to at least add that money back in. On a partisan vote, they turned it down.
We're going to check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then when we come back, we will take your calls with your questions and reactions to the Republicans' legislative agenda announced last week. And we'll talk more about some of these items, including the transportation budget and how we're going to fund our roads and bridges. And we'll talk about criminal justice reform and what else. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Peter Barca is a Democratic state representative from the Kenosha Racine area and the Assembly Minority Leader. This is the Ideas Network. On this edition of our State Capitol Report, we are talking about the Assembly Republicans' legislative goals for 2017. In our first half, we heard from Republican State Representative Jim Steinecke, the Assembly Majority Leader, about what Assembly Republicans would like to accomplish in the coming year. Now we are getting a response from Peter Barca, a Democratic state representative who represents the Kenosha and Racine areas. He is the Assembly Minority Leader. And we're welcoming your questions. We're welcoming your reactions. Do you generally agree or disagree with the Republicans' ambitions? What would you like to see lawmakers address when it comes to education or public safety or transportation? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let's move on to transportation, Representative Barca. Wisconsin faces a potential transportation shortfall of $939 million. Assembly Majority Leader Jim Steinecke in our first half said that Republicans are committed to seeking some sort of long-term funding solution. He says all options are on the table, including hikes on vehicle registration fees and even toll roads and more. What exactly would you like to see done here?
Well, clearly, again, since the Republicans took total control of state government, our roads have slipped appreciably, to the point where we now have the third worst roads in the entire nation. And this past session was a perfect example where the Republicans in the legislature actually did worse by way of infrastructure and our construction industry than what even Governor Walker did. Because while I don't think any of us want to see the massive borrowing that we've had where, you know, about 20 cents on the dollar now goes to servicing the debt. So every time people pay their gas taxes or registration fee, about 20 cents roughly on the dollar is going to pay the debt because there's been so much debt. But what the Republicans did in the legislature is instead of addressing that issue and taking up some of the recommendations from the nonpartisan task force that the governor put together, they just cut the amount of the transportation spending, which of course made our roads appreciably worse. So that's why we have the third worst roads in the nation, because it has not been addressed. And the governor's made it clear he has absolutely no intention of doing anything different going forward. And the Republicans, while they claim during an election season, when we're less than 60 days away from the election, they're going to address it, but their record has been abysmal. Their record has been one that they've totally kicked the can, a larger can down a longer road. Mm-hmm. And,
What about, he says all options are on the table. Are there any options you think should be taken off the table?
Well, in the last session, let me say this, that what should have been on the table is in the last session, the Democrats on the Finance Committee at least tried to restore a different version of indexing. If indexing had still been in place over the course of the past, since it's been repealed, we would have $1 billion roughly more in the transportation fund. But the Republicans in a party line vote would not go along with restoring some form of indexing again. So while they say all options are on the table, there were no options on the table that they chose to move forward. And that's why we have the third worst roads in the entire nation.
Yeah, and that by indexing, that's automatically increasing the gas tax based on inflation. Is that a way to put it?
That's roughly it. And what the Finance Committee put forward is to say that that it would have to come back before the Finance Committee. So there would have to be a vote of elected officials who are entrusted with these things in the Finance Committee. Obviously, it would have been a significant step forward, but Republicans wouldn't even go along with that.
Let's take a call on transportation from Sarah in Lodi. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. Excuse me. I am concerned that with fixing the transportation budget and any budget, just moving the debt somewhere else isn't fixing the budget problem. State Highway 188 in Lodi has been allowed to just fall into total disrepair by the state. It's literally pieces fall off the road daily. And it's a mess. And now that it totally needs to be redone, one of the issues, one of the ways to fix the budget problems is that they've now asked the county to take the highway back as a county road. And then the county will be responsible for redoing this whole highway. And we have paid for huge road projects throughout the state on our state taxes, and I'm very offended that the way to fix the budget is to make a smaller group of people now fix a state highway.
Yeah, is that what is happening, Peter Barca?
Well, I think she's might be adding 2 points that aren't totally related, but clearly her main point certainly is true that, you know, in some parts of rural Wisconsin, they're actually thinking of going back to gravel roads because transportation budget has been, you know, just in such shambles over the course of the last 5 years that the Republicans have been in control. So her main point is a good one. Obviously, the solution needs to be that we have to bring forward something like indexing or gas taxes or some other solution that will help to not just put all of us on the credit card like the governor and the Republican legislators have been doing.
Yeah, we should talk about criminal justice. How do you feel about the proposal to impose tougher sentences for those found guilty of serious crimes?
Well, actually, the legislature passed something like that last time for very serious crimes. We need to revamp our criminal justice system. But I would say one of the most serious situations is what's going on in the corrections field right now at Lincoln Hills for schools, for youth. You know, there's been report after report of assaults, of children being put in serious harm's way. And unfortunately, the Republicans in the legislature won't even have a hearing on the topic. It's unbelievable. And we know that throughout the correction systems, we've been told by corrections officials, we've had listening sessions around the state, that assaults of workers are up. And where it used to be when people have representation, there was a process to be able to address these issues. Subsequent to that, the governor promised that he would have meaningful interaction on the part of employees who are on the front lines that are closest to the issue, who, you know, obviously are professionals in the field, and that just is not happening. And as a result, our correction system is just in shambles. The other thing I would say is that there are other options out there. Quite a few states across the nation have implemented criminal justice reform that has both been more effective in terms of reducing recidivism and also saving the taxpayers money. So this is a topic that desperately needs addressing in a comprehensive manner, though not a piecemeal manner, I take it the Republicans want to do in this session, which is increase penalties for this crime or that crime, as opposed to looking at this in a holistic manner.
Are Assembly Democrats going to roll out a list of proposals for next year that you think will address Wisconsin's problems?
No, absolutely not. I mean, in fact, you know, that was one of the things, being at their press conference, I was just taken by. When you look at the major metrics where we have significant problems in this state, such as maintaining quality education, roads, as we've talked about here already, issues of student debt, which they're not addressing at all. We have the third highest student debt in this nation. It's unbelievable to some degree that their agenda is not only so modest, but fails to even begin to move the needle on these major issues that affect Wisconsin. And what's so unfortunate is that, you know, there are bills that are sitting there in the legislature that have been languishing. The first 15 bills that the Democrats in the Assembly introduced in 2015, we called it 15 for 2015, all had to do with attempting to create a stronger jobs-type environment, helping businesses to grow and expand, and trying to rebuild the middle class, which, you know, we have the most diminished middle class in the country here in Wisconsin. And, you know, unfortunately, the proposals Republicans have put forward will not move any of these metrics whatsoever. And I think that's why people are frustrated. You know, by more than 15 points, people feel Wisconsin is going in the wrong direction. And we are going in the wrong direction. And that's not even getting into what they've done in tax on clean, open, and transparent government, which underlies all of these issues.
Steve in Madison is with us. Hello, Steve.
Yeah, time is short. Thank you for your vigilance, Representative Barca. I'm wondering, are there ways to find out and document how much of this legislation is being written or guided by ALEC or by some Koch-based national think tank, such that similar legislations are being advanced across the country in states of Wisconsin with Republican legislatures?
Yeah, do you think, and just so for listeners, do you think that this legislation is guided by the American Legislative Exchange Council, Representative Barca?
Well, there's no question that there have been a wide array of bills that affect, you know, so much of the Wisconsin population that came right out of ALEC. And I'll give you one example, and I'm so glad the caller brought forward this insight. But in regard to veterans and others who are exposed to asbestos poisoning, especially people in the Navy, were disproportionately affected, Republicans brought forward a bill to make it much harder for people to ever have their day in court. And this bill came exactly, it was practically word for word, what had been brought forward in a wide variety of other states, because it did come right out of the American Legislative Exchange Council, which is, you know, just a major special interest funded enterprise, which attempts to help special interests, unfortunately, at the expense of our middle class, and in this case, at the expense of veterans and other working class people.
Yeah. Well, in less than a minute, is there anything that you think that Democrats and Republicans can work on next session that will benefit Wisconsin?
Well, of course, you know, there's all of these issues. Democrats would like to work with Republicans to address these issues. The bills we put forward, by and large, were not partisan bills. I mean, we know that, unfortunately, they're not going to work with us on trying to rebuild the class. They get right to work, which moves Wisconsin in the wrong direction and took away prevailing wage, which is going to adversely affect our construction industry. But, you know, on things like economic development, those, when I was in the legislature during my first tenure, those were never partisan issues.
Yeah, and we have to leave it there because we're out of time. Thank you for joining us. Peter Barca, Democratic State Representative from Kenosha and Racine and the Assembly Minority Leader.